You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. At the end of a long career, we all hope for a comfortable retirement. That desire is no different for horses.
This is Guava. Guava is a standardbred. She was used to be a cart horse. She was a racing horse. Okay. And she's like almost 30 now. She's got a lot of places that are very sore. She's one of those special cases where if it was a very special case, then she could be adopted out. But she's pretty much one of our sanctuary horses.
The Sanctuary is the Equine Rescue and Adoption Foundation, currently located in rural Palm City in Martin County. Amber Scher is a volunteer, and Guava is the tallest horse in the barn. She's obviously enjoying being groomed, but that doesn't keep her from pointing her ears in the direction of anyone entering the barn.
So we've kind of managed her pain for the most part right now, but she's got places on her where the harnesses went and things that are very sore and stiff. And that's not uncommon when you get racehorses, either thoroughbreds or standardbreds off the track. Very few of them come off the track without injuries of some sort.
Through the efforts of veterinarians and lots of volunteers, Guava and other horses are nursed back to health. Many are taken from their owners and brought to the sanctuary by law enforcement. Take 19-year-old Arabian Stallion Soda. He was skinny when he came here, says Randy Kinder, who's ERAF's president. He also had rain rot.
It's a severe loss of hair and infection on the skin. It had it absolutely from head to toe. It had flybots on its body from the top all the way to down to its hooves.
That was in December. Soda is not yet the horse that can be seen in YouTube videos as a well-trained dressage horse, but he's getting there. As Kinder and I chat, he attempts to roll in his pasture, and that's a good thing.
Yes, yes. It hasn't gone all the way over yet, but it's working on it.
Well, it seems very content here. So.
Yes.
But Soda, Mancha, and other horses living at the sanctuary are losing their home. ERAF is appreciative of being able to use the land it's on for so long, but now it must move by the end of April. While they'd like to move to a permanent home, they can do something temporarily if need be. Currently, Kinder says, they have 15 acres.
A lot of which we really do not use for their horses per se. So in pursuing our property, we need a minimum of 5 and laid out absolutely perfectly. Our preference would be 10, but if it's 5 with the right barn and laid out right, it'll work. It will work.
Does it need to be Martin County?
It does not have to be Martin County. However, we would like to stay in Martin County or North Palm Beach County, as that's where the majority of our horses come from. It keeps us centrally located. And it also, it's more convenient for a lot of our volunteers and our staffers.
Actually, being forced to move could have a silver lining for ERAF, which receives no public money and is privately funded. Kinder says when the sanctuary is located on land the organization owns, it will qualify for many more grants. Find out more about ERAF and see how you can help by following the link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.